Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, we're burning rubber into the second hour. Jason Burmes, one of the producers of Loose Change, the most downloaded video in Internet history. Even Vanity Fair and Time Magazine have said that for free. Over 100 million downloads just on Google and YouTube alone in the last 2 years. Well, the final cut, complete new film, is out on DVD today, and you can download it as well at PrisonPlanet.com because I am the executive producer of the film. Burmes will be joining us from a premiere they're having in Minnesota right now. They're also having a premiere in New York City this evening. So Jason Burmes will be joining us coming up 30 minutes. Right now, let's get to the calls, and we've got Ron Paul and the Plunging Dollar confronting the Federal Reserve Chief. Nothing federal about it. And we'll also tell you what this means with them purposely devaluing the dollar today. Right now, let's try to shotgun through all these great callers who've been holding patiently while I've been babbling. Let us now go ahead and speak to David in South Carolina, then Kyle, John, Conchita, and others. You are on the air, David. Thank you for holding. Oh, wait, is that David or Conchita? My calls have been changing around here. Oh, here's David. He's on line six. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Hey, General Alexander. All right, that's a great name, by the way. I just want to say, in the first place, we really love your show. We thank you very much for everything you do, and we pray for you every day and night because we understand you're really putting yourself on the line for everything you do.
Well, I'm greedy for those prayers. Keep them coming.
Yes, sir. Don't worry about that. Every patriot. Let's see. Well, I really appreciate what you was talking about the family earlier. Okay, I've recently called in about something, you know, was thinking about something else, but when you started talking about that, that really brought up something with me. My wife and I, we just moved just about a kilometer and a half up the road from her mother and father and them, and it's very important. People just need to really understand it's very important to be close to people you know, you trust, and you can rely on. And it turned out that that's what the case was. Both of their vehicles happened to have a bad time at about the same time. And we're letting them use our vehicle right now.
All we've got is blood. That's all there is. Yeah. Not the fancy cars, not the big houses. That's all fine. But what comes first priority is family, period.
God, yes. It is, definitely. And also, I wanted to mention that it is not only an honor to speak with you, but it is a right and not a privilege.
No, it is, yeah.
It's the
First Amendment.
First Amendment, yes, right, yep. And let's see, I wanted to make sure that...
you wanted to talk about the economy, and I want to hear from that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I was worried about was, the main concern was, I was worried about... My wife and I are both on Social Security, we worked long years. We both experienced problems in the past, and we had to pretty much get on this.
It's funny you raised Social Security. The next caller is also commenting about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious about what your take is on it, because I haven't really heard it brought up a whole lot, except for the fact that it's going bankrupt, of course, because they're robbing it to pay for killing people overseas.
Let me comment on that as quickly as possible. It's a very good point. I covered this actually Thursday on the air. Okay, the Federal Reserve says we have 2% or lower inflation. They give you about 3% or 3.3% last time I checked for people on Social Security yearly. Now, the big banks, financial institutions, they debate it between 13 on the low and 20 on the high. You can get different numbers, but it's above 13%. Real inflation is 13.6%. That's the average, and the mainline group saying that. They play games with the CPI and the rest of it. Ron Paul's going to talk about that here on air in a minute. So really, you're seeing at least a 10% cut in your Social Security that you paid into, that you paid for. And if they would have let you take all that money on the average person that you put into Social Security, you would be getting over $1 million. People know about this. It's been all over the news for years. When you retired, you get over $1 million. But they said, no, we can't trust you with that. We're going to do this. And so with the inflation we have compounded, In 3 years, you get about 6 to 6.5, maybe 7%, depending on, they change it each year, in increases in Social Security money. But then in a 3 year period, we're looking at over a 30%, or a 39% devaluation. What is 3 times 13? 39% devaluation in your buying, purchasing, spending power. And there are finally some mainstream news articles about this Thursday is why I was covering, and I'd kind of forgotten about that point. What about people who are disabled? What about people on fixed incomes? What about people living on Social Security? Inflation hurts them. It doesn't hurt the big central banks that inflated the money and bought all the infrastructure up and then bankrupted what was left to get it. It hurts the common person. Let's say you've worked hard all your life and you got $1 million in mutual funds and in other things, and you've betted conservative with 6-7% increases a year. This inflation's stealing all that from you right now. If you've got $1 million in the bank in 2000, with its purchasing power is $400,000, $430,000. Real simple way. It's like somebody walked into your house and took hundreds of thousands of dollars from you. Excuse me, I just did that math wrong. There's a 67% reduction in the dollar's value since 2001. Excuse me. It'd be like if you had $1 million, you went into your vault at the bank, and suddenly there was only $330,000 in there. And the dollar's not stopping its plunge. See, that's why gold was $300 5 years ago. That's why silver was $7 5 years ago. Silver's now almost 16. Gold is over 830 and rising. Gold and silver didn't go up. Why are they paying $5 a gallon in California and New York for gas right now? Why are we paying $3 in Texas? Because not that oil went up. It's still the same amount or less in euros and in the British pound and other currencies that haven't devalued. But it is more for us. That's why all this is happening. So now I guess inadvertently we're getting into what this will do to you, what this means. I got time for one more right before I go to break here. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Bastrop. Comment on the economy. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I actually work at the banks and I work for a bank here locally in Austin. And, you know, seeing this going on and everything, you know, it might get bad, you know, because I've looked at the 1930s and everything and the runs on the banks.
It could get bad. It's already bad. But with global inflation, the internal country that's been devalued is hit last but hit worse.
Right. You know, I've also worked in real estate. I have my real estate license here in Texas.
Well, you're in the best place in the country. Even in a bad market, you're going to do better than others.
Yeah, well, I don't sell anymore. I moved here from Houston about a year ago. That's really when I started waking up to all this stuff. But I was taking a mortgage class, you know, learning how to sell loans and everything. And they kept on telling us, you know, oh, inflation's natural and everything. And they were telling us about all the loans.
We had no inflation from 1776 till the 1880s.
Right.
In fact, we had 2% deflation.
Currency, yeah, that's actually your dollar getting stronger because of supply and demand for, you know, capital.
Yes, sir.
But
because you only have a money supply and ratio to goods produced.
Right, right. It's
prosperity is based on real prosperity, not private banker hoodwinkery.
It's a fraud. I mean, I figured the dollar had no value about 2 years ago. I was in high school, just about to graduate high school. I was working for a bank then. And, you know, I started getting interested in money and everything, and I started investigating. I'm like, well, what gives this thing its value? And after a while, I said, there's nothing giving this value. And I told my friends, and they told me I was a kook. And I'm like, no, look at
this. I hear you, my friend. Look, they'll laugh as Rome burns, like they laughed at Noah, you know. I mean, this is just how it works. We're going to go to break, come back. I'm going to get to Conchita, Ryan, and others that have been holding, but the other callers are on topic, so they went first. PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are my websites. It's 5 o'clock this Tuesday. If you're an Austin, Texas listener to News Radio 590 KLBJ, 5 to 7, I'll give about an hour-long speech and sign Endgame, my new incredible film, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, from 5 to 7, downtown right there off 5th and 6th Street, right by the Whole Foods there at the Waterloo Records, right by the Waterloo Ice House. 5 to 7, see you out there this Tuesday. We'll come back with Ron Paul and a lot more. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. I'm glad that you decided to join us this Sunday in defense of the Republic. Thought I would get into a little bit about what this plunging dollar will mean to all of us. A little bit of savings I did for my family have been debased that are in the stocks and, of course, in dollars. Oh, you're like, oh, but the stock market's up at 13,000. That's with deflated dollars. The stock market is really at now below 7,000. A few weeks ago, it was at the 7,000 plus. That's in actual purchasing power. See, the dollar's devalued. Foreigners can come in with their undebased currencies, and those stocks are much less when you calculate it. The Dow Jones, by the way, is only the top 30 winners. See, they manipulate you and treat you like you're idiots. Here's Congressman Ron Paul jumping on Bernanke. It starts out slow. This is live from earlier last week when he confronted the private Federal Reserve head about how they were destroying our economy. This is powerful info. We'll play it and comment on it. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is from the House Banking Committee that the congressman's been on for more than 15 years.
Congressman Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The best way I could describe the problems that we face here in this country, as well as the problem that the Federal Reserve faces, is that we're indeed between the rock and the hard place, because we have a serious problem. We don't talk about much how we got here. We talk about how we're going to patch it up. The bubble has been burst. We saw what happened after the NASDAQ bubble burst. We don't ask how it was created, and then we have a housing bubble, and it's deflating and then spreading. And yet nobody says, where does it come from? And what is the advice that you generally get? And that is, inflate the currency. They don't say inflate the currency. They don't say debase the currency. They don't say devalue the currency. They don't say cheat the people who are saved. They say lower the interest rates. But they never ask you, and I don't hear you say too often, the only way I can lower interest rates is I have to create more money. I have to lower the discount rate. I have to make it generous. I have to increase reserves. I have to lower the interest rates and fix the interest rates, overnight rates. And the only way you can do this is by increasing the money supply. And I see this as the problem that we don't want to talk about. Currently, of course, we can't follow the money supply with M3, but we can follow one of your statistics, which is the MZM, the ready cash available, and we see that inflation is alive and well. That money supply figure is going up about 20% per annualized. And this just means that the dollar gets weaker. And everybody said, well, the dollar is, that's great. Dollar weaker, we're going to have exports. And that is a fallacy, maybe for a month or two, but it just invites inflation. And unless we get down to the bottom of it and define what inflation is, and not look at only prices, this was taught by the free market economists all through the 20th century. They said, beware. They will increase the money supply, but they will make you concentrate on prices. And they will give you CPIs and PPIs, and they'll fudge those figures, and they'll talk about wage and price controls to solve our problems. And we ignore the fundamental flaw, and that is that not only have we had a subprime market in housing, the whole economic system is subprime in that we have artificially low interest rates. And it wasn't under your tenure in office. It's been going on for 10 years or longer, and now we're bearing the fruits of that policy. I mean, a 1% interest rate, overnight rates, and that's not a distortion. Instead of looking at these the consumer prices, which nobody in this country really believes, we need to talk about the distortion, the malinvestment, the misdirection, the bad information that is gotten from artificially low interest rates. In many ways, some people refer to you as a price fixer, you know, because you fix interest rates. The market is powerful and usually overwhelms and does come into play, but when the Fed fixes an interest rate at 1%, that is price fixing. At the end of your testimony, you suggested that we should address this housing crisis and we should have rules that would address deceptive lending practices. And I just think that is not the answer at all. The real deception is when we distort the value of money, when we create money out of thin air. We have no savings, and yet there's so-called capital. There's money available, but it comes from what you have to do, and the pressure is put on you. So I think we have to get back to the very fundamentals of where this problem comes from. And the bubbles occur when we have this malinvestment and the creation of new money. So my question boils down to this. How in the world can we expect to solve the problems of inflation, that is, the increase in the supply of money, with more inflation?
Congressman, first, just a small technical point on the growth in money. Money growth has been pretty moderate over the last few years. The increase in MZM is probably related to the financial turmoil. People have been taking their savings out of, you know, risky assets, putting them into the bank, and that makes the money data show faster growth. So I'm not sure that's indicative of policy necessarily. what we're trying to do is follow the mandate that Congress gave us, and the mandate that Congress gave us is to look at employment and inflation as measured by domestic price growth. And as I talked about today, and I think you would agree that we do see risks to inflation, and we are taking those into account, and we want to make sure that prices remain as stable as possible in the United States.
But how can you do this and pursue this, the policy you have, without further weakening the dollar? There's a dollar crisis out there, and people's money is being stolen. People who have saved, they're being robbed. I mean, if you have a devaluation of the dollar of 10%, people have been robbed of 10%. But how can you pursue this policy without addressing the subject that somebody's losing their wealth because of a weaker dollar, and it's going to lead to higher interest rates and a weaker economy?
If somebody has their wealth in dollars and they're going to buy consumer goods in dollars, and it's a typical American, then the decline in the dollar, the only effect it has on their buying power is it makes imported goods more expensive.
Yeah, but not if you're retired and elderly and you have CDs and their cost of living is going up. No matter what your CPI says, their cost of living is going up and they're hurting, and that's why the people in this country are very upset.
All right. And then it was real funny for people to laugh about. Again, they cooked the CPI. They cooked the employment numbers. That's all been known for decades to be a total fraud. I mean, they claim that as soon as fuel went up and more than doubled the last 4 years, they took it out of the CPI. Okay? As soon as you've been off unemployment rolls, but you don't have a job, you're just destitute, you're taken off of the employment. So they claim we have, you know, 94% employment or whatever. I mean, Bernanke a few months ago was in the banking committee, and we played this here on the show, and he said that inflation was below 2%. He is a liar! And Ron Paul is too nice to him. You know, I helped raise people around the country, but we spearheaded it. $4.2 million, record for one day a few weeks ago. We're trying to raise him $10 million on the Bill of Rights Day and Boston Tea Party Day coming up in December 16th, 17th. We'll probably do that. The point is, I like Ron Paul, but Ron Paul's being nice to Bernanke. Bernanke was on the Fed board when all this happened, and he's called helicoptered Bernanke because he has accelerated the issuance of currency and credit in the last year since he took over from Greenspan. So I got to say, Paul's being a little too nice there. We'll be right back, jamming a few of your calls, and get to Jason Burmes. Loose Change Final Cut is out, available right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with me! Queen, the fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dreams. The fire inside of your phonograph, battle with gas to give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody in front, let me see you pumping your fist, give you... I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know we've got quite a few callers that are holding. I will get to you before the show ends. I'm sorry about having to hold, but we're covering all this vital, important news. Just again, program note, this Tuesday, 5 to 7 o'clock, Waterloo Records, and there's a restaurant, Waterloo Ice House, right downtown, right by Whole Foods. What is it? 5th and Colorado. What is that down there? 5th and Lamar? 6th and Lamar. I'm just imagining imaginary streets here. 6th and Lamar coming up Tuesday. I'll be there for folks listening here locally in Texas. We had 10 showings at the Alamo Draft House. 9 of them sold out. That was great. And there's another film out, Loose Change, the most downloaded film in history. That's Vanity Fair Time Magazine's analysis. And that was back when it was 30 million downloads a year ago. It's over 100 million globally for free. They put it out there. But this film, you know, and I was involved as executive producer, going out all over the country, all over the world, getting the footage, going out, getting the footage. I mean, it's professionally done. It's a whole new film. To tell us about it is Jason Burmans, who's at a premiere out in Minnesota. Before we do that, and he's a producer of the film. I'm just an executive producer. Before we do that, let's play a few minutes. It's like a 5-minute trailer up on PrisonPlanet.com. That's where you get the download. That's where you can go buy the DVDs. It starts shipping Friday. I wouldn't even call it pre-order. We started selling them Friday. It's just the orders are coming in. We've got the DVDs. They ship out Friday. So that's up on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or LooseChangeTheFinalCut.com. Great site. You can watch a bunch of high-res trailers and see the type of quality you'll be able to download or flash stream it to your computer. But right now, here is the trailer.
The 9/11 truth movement is something to be applauded. that the reason that it's so necessary is that there are so many unanswered questions. Those questions are unanswered because this administration won't answer them. I mean, it's that simple, okay?
A country that hides something is a country that is afraid of getting caught.
We found the identities of four of the 9/11 hijackers prior to 9/11.
Where is it? Where's the beef? Where's the substance?
Throw them all out, John. These are all the trucks. Spread them out.
As hard as this is to believe, that two of the alleged terrorists involved in what happened on Tuesday may have attended schools run by the U.S. military.
How is it that on four separate occasions, on one day, that $1 trillion military and intelligence infrastructure could fail?
Nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government could envision flying airplanes into buildings on such a massive scale.
That turns out not to be true. U.S. military planners did envision and practice those very scenarios.
I'd like to ask a question. General Myers, the... I'm sorry.
I would ask, please, people in the audience to be quiet if you want to stay here.
During the time that the airplane coming in to the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand?
Five light poles are knocked out of the ground. One reportedly strikes in Washington, D.C. town, driven by Lord.
I'm very curious, and as time goes by, it makes you more curious. I can't drive my car well, but I can't imagine somebody just climbing behind the wheel of an airplane and doing what they did and doing it so well.
Opinions differ at this point. People that believe a 757 hit the Pentagon, and people that don't.
Why I'm involved is simply because I want the truth. The firefighters who walked into those buildings that day did so in order to help other people, same as they do every day. They didn't deserve what happened. I want the truth of what actually happened on the day.
We came down, it looked like a bomb went off in the lobby. There was no fire,
All right.
A bomb went off.
So I believe that...
Folks, that's just part of the trailer. Right now you can watch it at prisonplanet.com or go over to truthnews.us and link over to it. Just incredible information has come out since the first loose change was made 3 years ago. This is the third and final cut. It's totally new. And joining us from a premiere up in Minnesota is one of the producers and my good friend Jason Burmes. Jason, good to have you on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. And we got a packed house of over 500 here. It's really heartening to see so many people taking an interest.
That's right. You're joining us via cell phone. What are you, out in the lobby having a toddy?
Actually, the lobby is so loud that I actually had to come out into the streets because I didn't want everybody to hear the movie over my voice.
Thought I heard a car zooming by. Jason, just run the gamut. Why is the new film different? Why is it so important? Break it down for folks.
Well, we literally traveled around the country, interviewing eyewitnesses, former government officials, former CIA analysts, and the likes. We went through hundreds of hours of internet archived footage of 9/11 commission hearings, of other hearings where the war games were brought out. I mean, this is a completely new film. We delve into the hijackers. Where were they trained? How were they protected? We get into the war games. Amalgam Virgo in June of 2001, where we're practicing hijacking airliners and crashing them into the Capitol. The actual war games that took place on that day. Building 7 is all new and explosive. Of course, we have the BBC info in that. We have two eyewitnesses.
Reporting that the building had fallen exactly as it did indeed do, 25 minutes before with the exact same script everyone was handed. Firemen saying, get back, 20-second countdown, the government's going to blow it up, on video, actual firemen, police, as it happens, and then interviewing them later. It just goes on and on.
Absolutely, and we have those two eyewitnesses that were actually blown up on the 8th floor prior to either building collapsing. And, you know, how does that happen? How does an explosion happen in World Trade Center 7, the house of the largest CIA station outside of Washington, D.C., the Department of Defense, the IRS, the largest field office for the Secret Service, and, of course, the Office of Emergency Management, where all local government was supposed to go?
Yeah, it was a giant spook building, and they were also running a drill of those buildings being attacked that morning. So Giuliani had moved his command base in the secret operation Tripod 2 out to the end of the dock in their mobile command centers, and then he slipped up and said he was told to get out of the buildings they were going to blow up before they collapsed, said they were going to collapse. Then he said he never said it. Then he got caught admitting that he actually was there and was told. Then we have, of course, Mr. Kennedy, the head of FEMA at the time, there, saying they got there the night before the attack. They were told to be there the night before. Then he said, okay, I was wrong. Then it came out in documents that they indeed were there for a drill of, and they were also running drills of hijacked jets flying at the World Trade Center, Pentagon, Sears Tower, Capitol. Ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning, you hear the former CIA section chief, former CIA top analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., who gave them their morning briefings, saying there's a cover-up. Robert Baer, by the way, the guy that Syriana's about, one of the highest-ranking ever field commanders, coming public saying all the evidence points towards 9/11 being an inside job. I mean, what are they going to do, Jason, as all this starts coming? We had a Dallas Cowboy on, Mark Stepnosky, this last Monday, talking about it being an inside job. We've had all these other big Hollywood people going public, George Carlin coming out. I mean, it's a domino effect. They can't stop us.
Absolutely, and obviously the goal is to win and get a new, real, independent investigation, and hopefully this movie will be the catalyst for the true criminals being brought to justice and really being prosecuted and punished for their crimes, because we need to know what happened on that day. Our entire foreign and domestic policy has been based on what the government and media has told us about 9/11, and it just doesn't add up, Alex.
Well, let's stop you right there, and let's talk about the fact, when we come back, final segment, we'll discuss it. Some of the real key smoking guns that you do cover in this that aren't covered in other films, the things that can't be debated, like the hijackers trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, the Defense Language School, Monterey, California, all of this being covered in the film. Let's talk about that and a few other key areas and jam in a few final phone calls. Go to PrisonPlanet.com right now, ladies and gentlemen, and see Loose Chains, the masterpiece, the final cut right now. You can download it or stream it or get the DVD. We'll be right back as we transmit against tyranny and government-sponsored terror worldwide. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured secure debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, we're fighting the real empire, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that. I'll just have time for two final calls. Conchita, holding patiently, and Ryan. Coming up here in just a few minutes, a few little news items I want to comment on. Going back to Jason Burmes. Jason, I talked on the phone to Colonel Butler, the head of the Defense Language School. He wouldn't go on air. That's when they were threatening to court-martial him unless he shut up for violating national security. That was in the AP and, of course, the San Jose Mercury News. That he went public and said the government did it in the headline and said we trained them at the base, ADA and others. Then it came out in Newsweek and other places, Pensacola News Journal, that they were secretly trained at that base. Then I interviewed two different embassy heads, one of them, Mr. Springman, in the Saudi Arabian U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, ordered to let the hijackers back in. The computer showed they were, quote, Al-Qaeda, and they were told, oh, that's their CIA cover. These are officers. You guys get into that in the film. And that's why this is so important. I covered some in Terror Storm, but it's about a bunch of different government-sponsored terror ops. This is all 9/11. I mean, this is just one of the couple hundred things that the, quote, debunkers will never touch. They'll build straw men and claim they debunk it. They don't. They'll never touch these, or Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 attacks. This is serious. Tell us about that and some of the other things in the film.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we know through a Freedom of Information Act request submitted by Kevin Ryan that A. Mohammed Atta did indeed train at Maxwell Air Force Base. We know that two of these hijackers actually lived and rented from an FBI informant. We have Robert Wright in this picture, one of the FBI terrorism experts who tried to go after these guys continuously.
And was threatened with arrest if he did. And then he said, all I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens in front of the National Press Club. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was actually Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch.
No, with him there, with him. They were up there on the boat.
Yes, discussing. But, yeah, he broke down in tears at the end because he knew that the American people were being lied to. We also cover Able Danger, which was a black ops program to keep tabs on some of these guys. And when they kept trying to report them to their higher-ups, they basically were told to shut up and move it along. And then, you know, the government investigated themselves and then said that Anthony Schaefer and others were liars. But student scholars just talked to Joseph Biden, one of the few people that actually went to those hearings, and Joseph Biden didn't seem to think they were liars. In fact, he said there's going to be a lot more coming out about Able Danger and related programs.
Well, 6 years plus is too long, and all we're doing is covering issues that can't be disputed. You don't just launch a war in Afghanistan in 2 days like Bush said he did. In the 2 months before, they massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 17,500 British troops, all those aircraft carriers, all those weapons, the munitions, the pilots for a year before training to attack it, and Bush signed the launch order 2 days before on his desk to launch it 2 weeks after, right before 9/11. That is Newsweek. That is Associated Press. All we do is take the things hidden in plain view and cover it.
Absolutely. And even Colin Powell said regarding the pipeline they wanted to build there, you can either have a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs, but it's going to come.
Yeah, Unicole, the Muhammad Karzai, who they installed, and the rest of it. But they're counting on, I mean, I was watching jaywalking. I've been watching more TV these days. I'm kind of falling back into it. But I just turned on television, and it was jaywalking. And he was talking to random people who didn't know who the founding father was, George Washington, who didn't know what the Second Amendment was, First Amendment. And the general public out there, not all of you, but some of you, it's our jobs that are informed to go out there, if you're a citizen who is informed, and inform the neighbors. I mean, you got a public who can't find the U.S. on a map, one-fifth of Americans, or 80% of high school graduates can't say who the 83% can't say who the vice president is, or 80-plus percent of Americans can't tell you how many continents there are. There's seven, folks. I mean, we've got a problem. They don't know the basics. So, of course, they can run all these scams.
Absolutely. They're really banking on an American idolized society that's literally hypnotized by what they're told on television and in the news media. And we're kind of breaking through that, Alex. A lot more people are taking a look at things like Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Terror Storm, Martial Law, and they realize we're being lied to, and we desperately need to take action now before it's too late.
I know you got to get back in and give a speech. Are you giving a speech after the showing or before?
After the showing.
Well, Jason, the film's about to end, so I want to let you get in there. You're in Minneapolis, or where are you showing the film?
Yeah, I'm in Minneapolis with the We Are Change group here, and actually Dylan is in New York City with Luke Radowski and others, and he's having a showing in about an hour. And we're really happy to launch this thing and really get it out to as many people as possible, Alex.
Where is it in New York? We got a lot of Manhattan listeners, so they can skedaddle over and maybe get in.
You know, I'd say check the Loose Change blogger forum because I'm not quite sure.
Absolutely. We've got links to all that up at loosechangethefinalcut.com and prisonplanet.com and loosechange911.com. Jason, I want to thank you for the fine work you've done. In closing, it kind of gets scary doing what we're doing and the threats and the rest of it and all the attention. But all I can say to the killers that did this and their minions that they're, you know, sending around after us and things, look, man, you killed 3,000 people. We know there's all these hundreds of declassified examples where crooks in our government staged attacks before. Anybody who wants to go research, it's in the National Archives. It's been in hundreds of news articles. I mean, we're just tired of it, staging terror attacks to set up a police state. And so we can't struggle too much when you implode our dollar and we go into depression and martial law. If we're able to expose government-sponsored terror, not just another some whitewash investigation, that's fine. You know, at least that'll bring attention. Like George Carlin said, he didn't think that will work because it'll be the same people that did it covering it up again. They already tried to claim that Henry Kissinger was going to run the commission, would be independent. But just, we've convicted them in the court of public opinion. 84% in Angus and Reid Wall Street Journal poll last year believe they've been lied to. 68% believe inside job. You hear the old poll from some Ohio research thing where they said 36% believe inside job. It's a lot higher than that. And by exposing government-sponsored terror, it will keep them from doing other attacks because people are now wise to the paradigm. Jason, I'll be talking to you this week. I appreciate you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Be careful, my friend. Take care. All right. I want to jam in two final calls, as promised. If you want to download this in super high quality, the new film just released today, released at midnight, about 15, 16, 17 hours ago. And it's available right now at prisonplanet.com for super high quality download. And you can also go to Infowars.com and get the DVD. So I hope you'll go there. I hope you'll get it. I hope you'll show it to people at parties. Show it to them. Educate people because, believe me, folks, I wish this wasn't true. And I wish this wasn't the case. But it is true and it is the case, and we're all in a lot of trouble. And before I take these calls, I'll also say I'll see you coming up if you're in Austin. Listen, if you're a News Radio 590 KLBJ listener, one of our great affiliates we broadcast out of here in Austin, 5 to 7 o'clock at the Waterloo Records and the Ice House restaurants right next door, 5 to 7 p.m. in downtown Austin at 6th and Lamar coming up. And it's free, so I hope to see you there, give a speech, and I'll have the in-game DVD there for you. You can also get in-game, of course, also at prisonplanet.com or download it at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, let's go to Conchita in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Mr. Jones.
Thanks for holding.
Thank you. My name is Conchita, and I'm a military veteran, and I'm calling about the Child Protective Services issue. And I've become aware since reading your website that you're absolutely correct about the predatory criminals. However, these same predatory criminals are also pedophiles.
Well, according to a major federal study in 2000, Time magazine had the shame of foster care on the cover. They're five times more likely to be, just like truancy officers or, unfortunately, school teachers. That's where these people gravitate to. I mean, where does the shark go to eat seals? It goes to an island where there's seals. Where does, you know, where did Hitler, you know, go, you know, to kill people? You know, he went after, I mean, this is what they do.
Exactly. And they also took my children and gave some bogus reasons because my children are honor roll students. And at the same time, when they take these children, they beat them. And my daughter was sexually mutilated by the government, and they covered it up. And this has been done to so many children. And I also recognize that on your website, you put that 150,000 children, their DNA is in a database. And
yes.
There's a striking similarity to what happened with those Chad children from Africa.
Ma'am, just send me an email with your info. Maybe I'll interview you. 3,000 CPS children taken in Florida. Remember, it was a big story in about 5 years ago. The government doesn't know where they are. My point is that who watches the watchers? Who watches government? The worst crimes are committed by government because there isn't real oversight. Take Texas. They found that all the big youth commissions were raping and torturing and killing, and then they can't even shut it down or stop it because they're the ones that watch it. Or fire them. Remember right outside Austin for Austinites, that big private prison where they were raping the women and videotaping it? My point is government, there's bad people who aren't in the government. But when government does it, they can do it in an organized fashion. By the way, CPS was set up over 100 years ago in England by the eugenicists, the social Darwinists. I'm not debating whether you believe in Darwinism or not. It's separate. And they said they were going to do all this. It's in-game documents, this, folks. You've got to see it. That's just a small part of the two-hour, 20-minute film, but... And I know there's some social workers who aren't bad. I understand that. But you could swing a stick in the dark inside a CPS office and hit five or six, pedophiles. I mean, you want to find where they're nesting. You want to find where they're at. And then they set up these family courts that aren't under the Constitution or Bill of Rights that are illegitimate. You say, well, how do they do that? Just like churches. They're not allowed to have 501c3 and claim the government controls them as a charity. They're churches. They're separate. No government regulation control. They just do it. They just announced it. We didn't have an income tax until 1913. It didn't become popular, and most people didn't have to pay it until 55. But people think we built the capital and built the roads and built the country with it. None of that money goes to it. It goes to the private banks. All right. Oh, I forgot to go to Ryan. Ryan, you got 30 seconds. Sacramento, hit us.
I actually am supposed to be – thanks for taking my call. I'm supposed to be receiving a structured settlement. My sister's followed the dollar. I'm on disability and everything, and on Social Security.
And you're wondering if it'll be ratioed for the loss in value? No.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with, I'm going to get the payout and everything. I don't know whether or not.
I don't know what to do either. God bless you all. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.